Trump bests Biden in key swing states in third poll this week. By Nick Gilbertson on November 10, 2023. Former President Donald Trump leads President Joe Biden in six of seven crucial swing states, according to a Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll, mirroring a trend in two separate polls published Sunday and Thursday. In hypothetical head-to-head matchups, Trump leads Biden to varying degrees in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, while they tie in Michigan. When independent presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West are added to the pool, Trump maintains his leads over Biden. However, the president takes a slim advantage in Michigan. The poll finds that Trump holds a 4-point lead over Biden in a hypothetical head-to-head race in Arizona. Of the 800 registered voter respondents, 46% would back Trump, and 42% would support Biden. Another 4% of Arizona voters wouldn't vote, while 8% are undecided. The margin of error, MOE, in Arizona is plus or minus 3 percentage points. Trump maintains a 4-point advantage over Biden when West and Kennedy entered the fray. Trump's support slides to 40%, while Biden sees an equal loss of support to 36%. Kennedy takes 11% of the response, while West garners 1% in the Grand Canyon state. 9% are undecided in the scenario. In Georgia, Trump holds a 7-point lead over Biden in a two-man race at 48% and 41%, respectively. 4% would sit the election out, and 7% would be undecided. When the field expands, so does Trump's lead. In a four-way race, Trump takes 43% of support, while Biden falls to 34%. 10% of the respondents back Kennedy. 1% support West, while 3% would back another candidate, and 6% are undecided. The Georgia survey included responses from 803 participants taken from October 30 to November 4, and the MOE is plus or minus 3%. Trump holds a 3-point advantage over Biden in Nevada. He takes 46% of the vote in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup to Biden's 43%. Another 6% would not vote, and 5% are undecided. The 45th president's lead grows to 4 points when Kennedy and West are included on the ballot, taking 39% of the response to Biden's 35%. Kennedy follows with 11%, and West rounds out the field with 1%. Another 3% would support someone else, and 8% would be undecided in this scenario in the Silver State. The Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll sampled 437 registered voters in Nevada from October 30 to November 7, and the MOE is plus or minus 5 percentage points. Trump boasts his most significant lead over Biden in North Carolina at 48% to 39% in a two-man race. 9% are undecided, and 5% would sit the election out. Trump's lead is unchanged in a deeper race, as 42% support the 45th president and 33% back Biden. 9% of the 702 registered North Carolina voters support Kennedy, while 2% get behind West. 3% prefer someone else, and 9% are unsure who they would back. North Carolina voters were surveyed from October 30 to November 3, and the MOE sits at plus or minus 4 percentage points. In Pennsylvania, 47% of voters rally behind Trump in a contest with only Biden, who draws 44% of support. 5% of voters would not vote in the election if these were their options, and 5% would be undecided. Trump leads the pack in a four-way race, with 41%, while Biden comes in second at 38% and Kennedy follows with 8%. Another 1% of respondents back West, while 3% would back someone else, and 7% are undecided. Morning Consult sampled 805 registered voters from October 30 to November 2. It has a plus or minus 3% MOE. Trump also narrowly leads Biden in Wisconsin in a straight-up race and a deeper field among 675 registered voters. Of the respondents, 47% back Trump in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, who garners 46% of the response. His lead grows to 2 points with Kennedy and West in the field. In that scenario, 38% would vote for Trump, 36% would back Biden, 13% would support Kennedy, and 2% would back West. 9% are undecided. The MOE is plus or minus 4%, and the survey was conducted from October 30 to November 6. Finally, Biden and Trump are in a dead heat in Michigan at 43% apiece. Another 5% would sit the election out, and 9% are unsure who they would back. Biden holds a narrow lead at 38% to Trump's 37% when the field is expanded to four candidates. Kennedy and West garner 10% and 2%, respectively. Another 10% are undecided. The survey sampled 700 registered voters in Michigan from October 30 to November 3, and the Mo registers at plus or minus 4%. The swing state surveys follow a trend in two other recent polls. A New York Times/Siena College survey published Sunday showed Trump leading Biden by 11 in Nevada, 6 in Georgia, 5 in Arizona and Michigan, and 4% in Pennsylvania. Biden led by 2 in Wisconsin. An Emerson College poll released Thursday showed Trump ahead in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona among likely voters in each state. They tied in Wisconsin, while Biden had the advantage in Michigan,